All right, so today we're gonna we're gonna take a look at something that it's called Swipe and Sell.
Okay.
And it's this bundle, and it's all about online hustle.
Oh, interesting.
So you know, you see these ads all the time, especially if you're like a teenager on Instagram or something like that.
Yeah.
It's
I've seen those.
It's like a how to make money online kind of thing.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So we're looking at it from the Fundraising Supplies website, and we're gonna deep dive into this.
Okay.
See what we can figure out.
Sounds good.
So what do you make of this whole like swipe and sell, this whole idea of like.
Well, it's interesting the way when you look at the language they're using, it's very much targeted towards a younger audience, like leveling up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's straight out of video games.
Exactly, yeah. And then you look at the the titles of some of these ebooks.
Right.
Extra income strategies.
Right.
I mean, who doesn't want
that?
Side hustle blueprint.
Exactly, exactly.
Online business freedom, you know.
And they all sound so enticing right
Totally, yeah. Like actionable checklists, no fluff, just results.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that really really grabs people is that promise of like no fluff, just you're gonna get to it and you're gonna see results right away.
It's like instant gratification, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's great to see that they're encouraging, you know, young people to think about being entrepreneurs.
Uh-huh.
But you do have to kind of wonder about the message that's being sent. Like, is it really that easy? Is it all about just getting rich quick?
Yeah. Or it's interesting because they talk about one of the things they talk about is drop shipping.
Oh, yeah. Drop shipping.
Which is, you know, a legitimate business model.
It can be. Yeah, it can be.
It's not exactly like, you know.
Just swipe and sell.
Swipe and sell, right. It's not like.
Right.
I mean, you gotta manage inventory.
Yeah, you've got suppliers. You've got customer service. I mean,
there's a lot more to it.
And it's a lot of work.
It is. And it takes a lot of research and planning.
Yeah. So it's not exactly, you know, push button easy.
No, definitely not.
They kind of make it sound.
Yeah.
But there's this one tagline I really like.
Oh, okay. Which one?
It's hustle smart, not hard.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that sounds good, right?
It does. It's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit tricky because on the one hand, it's like, yeah, you want to be efficient. You want to think strategically.
Right.
You don't just want to work hard for the sake of working hard.
Right.
But at the same time, I think it kind of downplays how much dedication and resilience it really takes to build something that's going to last.
And it's funny because, you know, it is targeted towards a younger audience.
Yeah.
And so they're, you know, they make it really appealing.
Right.
Like they originally listed this bundle for $65.99 bents.
Wow.
But now.
It's only $19.99.
That's a huge discount.
Oh, and by the way, it's currently out of stock.
Oh, of course. Creating that sense of urgency.
Yeah. It's like,
you know, you better get it now before it's gone.
Oh, yeah. I gotta jump on this right now.
Yeah, yeah. Classic marketing tactic.
Total FOMO, right?
Absolutely.
So it's really interesting to look at this. And, you know, we see that it's clearly marketed towards teens.
Mm-hmm.
They promise online success.
Right.
It's a bundle of ebooks and checklists.
Yeah.
But I think we can both agree that it's important to be realistic about
these promises.
You know, it's great to learn about these different business models.
Yeah.
But, you know, real success.
Yeah.
It doesn't come from just reading a quick guide.
No, it doesn't.
It comes from putting in the work.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It comes from perseverance, from learning from your mistakes.
Right.
From being willing to, you know, adapt and change.
And it makes me wonder, you know, how do we teach young people about entrepreneurship in a way that is responsible?
That's a great question, you know? Like, instead of just telling them to hustle, how do we give them the tools that they need to actually succeed, but to succeed in a way that's ethical?
Right.
And
has integrity, you know?
And that's sustainable.
And it's sustainable. Yeah.
That's not going to lead to burnout.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's about building something that's going to last.
It's a good question, right?
It is. It is. It's something that we all need to think about.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep it real.